This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Cluster Buster.
Make me act a fool.
Cluster Buster, you feeling all right?
All right, he's back, baby.
The celebrities are out. Cluster Buster, Chris Kynard, Tailgate Ted, Josh Kirby. Everybody's coming. We just saw Dan Colco.
Yep.
Man on the street. Looks like my old truck is here. There's a lot happening, man.
Yeah, your old truck came to hang out with you, dog.
There's an how would you describe that first responder vehicle?
That's a right fire there? Truck.
Yeah, but it's like a...
It's a fire pickup
space
truck.
Yeah, like a fire space truck. Yeah. Jeff's handing me the menu. You want me to just shout out what they got at Tap 99?
No, he was handing you that because I asked him to get one.
Okay, well... I guess we're about to order some food. I got some hot chocolate. I got a ginger shot. A lot is happening.
I'm also, take care of you, Jay.
I'm getting a lot of texts from people involved in things at College Park. Brian, every once in a while I start screaming and people pay attention. It's a very,
well, now they want to talk to you.
Very interesting world. If you are coming to the game, man, I think the vibe down here is going to be awesome. I think Tap 99 is going to be awesome. They got brick oven pizza, handhelds. I mean, kind of hard to argue with an ultimate steak and cheese. I know you're not a steak and cheese guy. You know, that's what I had at – it's also ironic that there's Tap 99 and Tap at MGM National Harbor. But at Tap at MGM, I had a smash patty. Are you familiar with these smash patties?
Mm-hmm.
They're quite good.
Yeah. I might try one.
I think you should. I did want to kind of check in on the state of D.C. sports, okay?
Okay, let's go.
I had a talk, two dudes, Peter Tyler and Randy Wellington. I had a Zoom with them the other day to talk about some stuff. And they were saying, like, you know, this is a pretty remarkable time in our city. Obviously, I don't know that the Nats are a wild card team, right? I think they get the 75, 80 wins is pretty damn good, right? But who knows?
They can get to the role, and those guys get a lot of confidence, and then that talent comes out.
1,000%, man. Baseball is a team of streaks. It's a league of streaks.
Yeah.
Last year they had the really good pitching in the first half of the season, just the bats weren't there. If they can get that level of pitching again, and now the bats are there,
yeah.
Things can be different quick. We had Bees, our baseball insider, on yesterday, and he thinks things are going to turn around for the Red Sox, for the D-backs. Like, things can happen, man. That said, I think there's – without being a homer, I think it's fair to say there is a sense of optimism surrounding the Nats.
It's okay to have optimism and not be a homer.
Right.
You know, I just think, like, when people go overboard because they're trying to promote themselves as the biggest fan out there, let's not be stupid. Okay, but it's great to have optimism. You have some legitimate talented kids, young kids on this team.
Right.
And if they were to come out and hit their stride, you don't know what could really happen. You know what I mean? You really don't know what could happen. But the ultimate thing is just to, you know, don't get out there. Oh, yeah, we're going to win 120. No, you're not.
11:30 a.m. Dudes are falling in the street.
Guess we didn't win 120 last year?
The Dodgers. Right?
They didn't. Right. So if I just think, though, as Franson said earlier, you can improve without really having that win-loss record be something. And that's what it's about with this rebuild.
Totally. SVP has a famous line. He says, choose optimism, it costs the same. I think C.J. Abrams said this to me the other night. He said, you know, for a couple of years you've heard the Nats are coming. Nats might be here. We'll see, but it's an exciting time to be a Nats fan. And then go around the league here. Like, go around the city. I think it's obviously an exciting time to be a Commanders fan.
It is.
Undoubtedly.
Oh, very much, very much.
They were in the NFC title game. Like, that hasn't happened in 30 years.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so now the fire trucks are here now, Jay.
Here's what I got to say.
They're going to block off the street.
If you are parked on N Street, you better come move your car. Or it's about to get moved for you. Like, whoever is parked.
Or you may not be able to move.
Directly in front of our set here, I recommend moving your vehicle.
Oh, this car has been here. And I know something fell in the back of it, but this car will be towed eventually.
Now, does that have a handicap tag? I don't know how that's going to work. Does it,
what?
Jeff? Look at the thing hanging from the rearview mirror. I don't know. Good luck figuring all that out. Nats, optimistic.
It's not a handicap parking spot, though.
Sure. Obviously, burgundy and gold is the most optimistic you've been in a long time. Then you go to the Caps, dude. Not only do you have Alex Ovechkin chasing the gold record, they play tonight, 7:30, I believe. They're in Minnesota.
A lot of sports going on here tonight, bro.
Yo, if you don't have multiple televisions, I don't know what you're doing. Because you got baseball starting, basketball Sweet 16, Caps are on tonight. It's going to be a busy, busy night. But you've got the Caps are in first place, fighting for the President's Trophy, and you've got Ovi chasing the record. I mean, dude.
That's fantastic.
In the post-Stanley Cup run Caps era, this is the best.
This is the livest they've been.
And it feels different because you've got an absolute stud coach. Like, you know, when we had Alan on yesterday, and Alan May knows the Caps inside and out and has for, what, 20 years? Mm-hmm. Hell, I mean, maybe longer than that because he played for him prior to that.
Yeah.
Like, Alan knows, and Alan doesn't blow smoke. And when Alan talks about how tight that dressing room is and how they all just mess around and hang with each other, like, when Alan talks about that stuff, We talk about the players so much.
Yeah.
Carberry deserves a lot of credit, man.
He deserves a lot of credit and because he is allowing those guys to be themselves. You know, you saw Kevin just talked about the same thing, that inside the locker room thing. And normally it's because the coach allows that. There are a lot of coaches who make this thing so damn difficult, and the players are they constantly butting heads with each other. But when you have a coach who have find a way – to tap into what these guys are and allow it to grow, you can have a lot of success.
I mean,
and it does make a difference how old or how young. That coach just has to be a guy who understands his squad. Joe Gibbs did it. Andy Reid was doing it. We're watching Carberry get it done right now with this squad. You know, that's what you have to get. You know, coaches who understand these guys make my thing go. Not I make them go.
Totally, man. You got to press the right buttons, but it's always about putting the guys in the best positions, not trying to force them into what you think is the right way to go. But, dude, I say all this. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. Legitimately, from our perch at half an end street.
It's starting to warm up right here, too.
Can you see a single cloud in the sky, Brian?
I don't see one.
I don't see one.
Nah, none.
And you know what? I truly believe Life is about choices. And if you listen to our program about 90 minutes ago, I made a choice to get some stuff off my chest. But what I'm choosing to do now is really look forward to 8 hours from now, 8 hours from this exact moment, the Terps tip off against the Florida Gators.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's a basketball game tonight.
Yeah.
And whatever might happen tomorrow or yesterday, who gives a bleep? There's a baseball game at 4 o'clock. There's a basketball game tonight. The football,
there's a hockey game tonight.
There's a hockey game tonight. The football team in town has arguably the best young quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
We choose to smile today, folks. That's me saying it.
Not earlier you were.
Hey, I got a hot chocolate. Man, about to take a ginger shot.
I had
shot.
To give you a hug, man. Greg said give you a hug and a Diet Coke.
I haven't got the Diet Coke yet, but the hot chocolate hit the spot. You know what? Maybe he was talking to a dude listening to a dude like Bob Carpenter, who's accomplished so much in his career.
Yeah.
Like, sports is a game of ebb and flows, and if you lose a coach that's been to one Sweet 16 in 20 years, I think the sun's still going to come up tomorrow.
Now, when you get a little older, you'll realize that you don't have to keep worrying about it. Just keep moving.
I'm very old, Brian.